We are now crossing live to the Northern Hemisphere, as promised, chatting with Canadian harness driver and trainer Anthony McDonald. Anthony, thank you so much for your time. I understand, are you in Canada or in the United States at the moment?
I'm actually in the United States right now. I'm speaking at Michigan State University tonight about what we're doing with the stable.ca and the benefits of fractional ownership for harness racing in general across the board.
Oh, brilliant. Now, it seems, Anthony, that this is a problem, as we've spoken about before, that is happening worldwide. Just quickly, the background about the stable.ca. How did this all start and what is it?
Well, in 2012, Ontario lost its slots program, and we were really in a bad place, to be honest. The government, we were in a bitter fight with the government over what they were trying to do and eventually what they did do. And I ended up running in politics against the governing body, against the Liberal Party at the time. I didn't have a lot of experience in politics, but I was angry, like most people were, and I wanted to do something. So an opportunity presented itself, and I pursued it. And during that time, I had knocked on thousands of doors in the area that I was looking to speak on behalf of. Guelph, Ontario, was about 121,000 people. And I would say over 2.5 years, I probably knocked on 10 or 12,000 doors. And I would always ask people, you know, have you been involved with horse racing? They knew who I was. Obviously, they knew the background story behind why I got involved and with me running. And it was always the same. It was always the same answer from every single person. No, I love horse racing, but I've never been involved with horse racing because it's expensive and it's complex. And I just never really had a reason to go to the track. So after, you know, thousands and thousands of these people saying the same thing, it became very evident to me that that if we made horse racing accessible, inclusive, made it affordable and fun for people to come out and get involved with horse racing with ownership, that we could begin to actually put together the proper bricks and mortar that we would need to build a clientele and a fan base and an investor base in our industry. And that's exactly what we're doing. And I'm really proud of what we've achieved so far.
The feedback, Anthony, has been phenomenal. I've seen through your page and the feedback from people about the stable.ca. What is the biggest goal that you have? Is it growing the amount of people who are involved in ownership, or is it merely just getting more people to the track and more atmosphere?
You know, that's the great thing about the stable.ca is that it's taken on a life of its own. I mean, originally, the very first thing that I really wanted to do was to prove to people that we could do that. And I suppose create a job for myself, but really prove to people that we could build the fan base with people from the general public that otherwise weren't involved with horse racing, because the industry is full of people that believe you can't do that. And that's exactly what we did. But along the way, it turned into a number of other things. Not only can we bring new investors into the harness racing world from the general public, but we can also give a voice to voiceless horsemen out there. Horsemen that hardworking, salt of the earth, great people, but absolutely are horrible when it comes to marketing and advertising themselves. People that, and I don't know what it's like over where you're at, but I'm sure it's the same. You know, you have people that, you know, are great horsemen. They've been good horsemen for a very long time, and a lot of people have a lot of respect for them, but they've fallen by the wayside. You know, they don't have many owners anymore or any. They don't have many horses or any anymore, but still lots of work left in them, and they just don't know what to do. And for me, those are the exact people that the stable.ca are going to help. We're going to help people that can't help themselves. We're going to give them a hand up by introducing them and helping them mingle and meet new clients and new prospective investors and owners. And what the stable is going to turn into over the next decade is more of a platform for horsemen to meet these people and for us to market and advertise on their behalf to bring clients into the stable.ca and the client and the trainers that we're affiliated with to actually start to repopulate our industry in that manner. And I really think it's going to do a tremendous job in doing just that.
So what you're saying, Anthony, it all makes sense. As you say, some people just don't have the gusto or the confidence to stand up like yourself, to talk in front of people, to tell it how it is and take a risk. So are you essentially a PR person for these people?
In a sense, I suppose. I'm going to end up being somebody that can market and advertise on behalf of the stable.ca and all the entities that are underneath it. So whether that be 50 stables or 500 stables, that's perfectly fine for me. The beautiful thing about the stable.ca and what we have proven is that there is an endless supply of investment out there. We have every single demographic of the human race virtually is represented in the stable.ca. No longer do we have to look for, you know, millionaires to walk by with nothing more to do than spend it in horse racing. We have an affordable message that resonates with the general public, and we use it to our advantage to make sure that we get as many people involved as we can. And that's exactly what has happened over the last year. We've gone from zero last year to 77 owners at the end of 2015, the season. Mm-hmm. As of right now, us talking on the phone, we have 163 active clients in the stable.ca, 163 wow. people worldwide that own pieces of horses with my wife and myself.
Yep, that would not be in harness racing had you not done this, Anthony. Understand that you've taken a new look too in terms of the way that you're transparent. Everything that you know about the horse, once it's been worked, is portrayed through video. And understand you've even got drone footage of the horses working.
All of them, yeah. That's always been one of our biggest draws, is that people are very taken back when they see. When they go to our site, you know, it's a wonderful message to say that you can buy a piece of a horse and it's affordable. It's something quite different to watch the horse from day one to hopefully racing day on your computer screen. You know, watch the horse train and work, and then to be able to hear commentary right after the workout to say, you know, this is what the horse is doing. This is what I see is wrong with the horse to date. These are the things we're going to be working on, and these are their strong points. That's something quite different. And for me, when you have a real-time commentary video to go with a real-time workout video, it's impressive, and people like that. And it's a lot of work for myself, but it's something that needs to be done if we're to capture the hearts and minds of the general public. And that's exactly what we plan on doing going forward.
I know you've got limited time, Anthony, because you're going to speak in another engagement. But do you think that maybe because we do, as you say, a lot of horsemen don't have – well, they have the ability, but they haven't really thought about, you know, I don't need to tell the owner about this small issue because yeah. they don't want to hear about it. Or, you know, do you think that yeah. maybe this is opening people's minds? That have you had feedback from people about just how much it means to them to be able to know these small details?
Absolutely. I mean, the greatest thing of all about this industry is that it doesn't matter how long ago you were involved or how long ago you got out. Everybody is always one step from getting back in. It never leaves your blood, ever. And for us, we have a lot of people that haven't owned horses since the 90s or even the 80s, and they'll email you and say, this is such a tremendous thing. I really thought I was out and gone for good, and I just really appreciate what you're doing. And these are the emails we get all the time. And, you know, for us, we didn't reinvent the wheel. We just simply brought harness racing into the 21st century. Anybody that goes to a restaurant or goes to a movie theater or goes shopping expects a certain level of customer service. That level of customer service is nowhere found in horse racing. All we're trying to do is keep the consumers updated and completely informed about what's going on. And our clients, and the door is always open, and our clients come in all the time, have a coffee, sit down, talk about their horse. You just can't find that in horse racing. And until we start understanding that we need to do a better job with dealing with our clients and procuring investment in this industry, we are always going to be behind. And for me, if what we are doing spreads and we end up being affiliated with 100 stables, that's great. That's good. I'm quite happy to do that.
Well, you're doing a remarkable job, Anthony. And just quickly, I wanted to mention, you're having an open day. Is that right? Is that something that people can look up online?
Yeah.
I know it's on the 10th, so it'll be the 11th here. But do they just head to the website?
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. There's going to be a live link available on the website. All the drone videos from that day, so all the yearlings that go out and train that day will be shot live. And it'll be it'll be simulcast, if you will, across the world on Facebook. And we're trying to get it on Standardbred Canada and the USDA and hopefully Harness Link also. And what we're trying to do is show people exactly what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And we're giving area horsemen also an opportunity to bring their yearlings out, and potentially meet some new customers. So it doesn't matter whether you live in New Zealand or Germany or Amsterdam or around the corner from the farm. You can either drop by the farm and, you know, get something to drink and have something to eat and watch what's going on for a few hours, or you can simply contact us live or later on, either email, on Facebook or Twitter, and we'll be sure to answer all your questions and make sure everybody gets a real good look at what the stable.ca represents and what it can represent for everybody in the future.
Well, Anthony McDonald, you're doing a remarkable job for harness racing, not only in Canada, but as you say, you're in the US now talking about this. You're now reaching out to people in the Southern Hemisphere because the issues are the same worldwide. And I really take my hat off to you because you're not sitting back on your backside and just letting things not happen. You're taking a risk. You're standing up and making some noise. And I really hope that this takes off and carries on further because you really deserve it. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That's Anthony McDonald. Now, the open day is going to be on the 10th of December, which is Canadian time, so it'll be the 11th here. Now, what I'll do is I'll put a link up through my Facebook, or if you're wanting more information, you can contact me via Facebook or send an email to radio@tab.co.nz. But the website is www.thestable.ca. And if you're wanting more information, you can just head onto that website and it's just got a bit more about what they're trying to do. So essentially, this is being done by people here that they're putting together syndicates for small outlay. They're trying to get new blood involved. And this is just another example of what's happening worldwide, how we can use technology to our advantage, whether you're a greyhound trainer or a thoroughbred trainer or, you know, a big stable or a small stable. You've got Facebook there. You've got access to websites, and instant information is doing remarkable things in terms of ownership and just keeping the communication doors open. And I think the work that Anthony and his team are doing is quite remarkable, and it's just an example of what can be done with a bit of can-do attitude. So the website is www.thestable.ca if you're wanting to have a look in and just see what they're doing in terms of the updates and the drone footage. So that open day will be the 11th of December. And I'll just confirm what times and portray that information to you.